This episode is sponsored by SmartVestor. Connect with an investing pro for free at RamseySolutions.com/invest. You're listening to Ramsey Everyday Millionaires, where we talk investing, retirement, building wealth, and outrageous generosity.
Rachel is with us in Salt Lake City. Hi, Rachel. Welcome to the Ramsey
Hi.
Show. Hi.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. How can we help?
I'm extremely nervous to talk to you. I've been following you for the last 4 months really heavily after having a sister nonstop in my ear about Dave
Ramsey. Listen, anyone with an accent as cool as yours should not be nervous to talk to us.
So, I know.
So well, is it British or Australian? What am I missing?
It's British. It's British. You're right.
So
British.
Where are you from in the UK?
From Poole, from Dorset.
Oh,
originally.
Wow.
But we're actually emigrated 2 years ago. And I'm going to try and make this, it seems like an easy question, but it's complicated. So I'm going to try and not ramble. We emigrated 2 years ago because we couldn't do in the UK what we wanted to do here, which was buy land, build. My husband has been in construction for 15 years and is really good at it. We raised all the capital. We came here. And within a month of moving here, I was diagnosed with stage 3 cancer.
Oh, my.
And all of our money went to keeping me alive, plus about $36,000 worth of credit card debt.
I'm calling that a good investment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. But still, so we're not massively in debt, just that $36,000 of credit card debt. But long story short, my husband, on top of that, his dad passed away very suddenly. He was healthy and passed very suddenly last year. And we're about to receive roughly about what we've spent on keeping me alive back in inheritance from his father's estate.
Wow.
And we are in loggerheads. My husband is sitting next to me. He didn't want to be on speaker because he has an accent too and he didn't think he'd hear him properly. But we're just in a place where we're following your steps and we know we should pay the debt off, but we're in disagreement with what that money should do because he knows he can take that and he can change our lives within 8 to 10 months by investing what his dad's inheritance will bring and put us straight into out clear with 6 months in the bank, savings,
Rachel,
you know, out of debt.
Rachel,
clear.
How much money is this?
It's 120, but land's only about 28,000 here and he can knock it up real quick. So it's and we can sell it for 350. So the numbers work. He's not just, it's not a pipe dream. We've done the numbers. We came out with a business plan. We do know what we're doing, but we're
so
just,
you're going to build something for $128,000 that you can sell for 350.
That's correct.
Okay.
Obviously, less fees. There's going to be fees, and but then with the plan is to reinvest it and then go to a piece of land that he can do four on and, you know, to grow from that. That was what we came here to do because we couldn't do that.
Normal builder margins in the United States of America are nowhere near that. This is a high, these are numbers I've never seen before, and I do a lot of real estate.
I understand. We have run the numbers. We've got an estate agent. We've looked at the market. I mean, 350 is on the higher side. The worst case scenario is going to be 300. And my husband's doing the work himself. So he's not having to, obviously, like I said, he's been in construction for 15 years. So he knows how to do ground up. He does everything and is qualified just about everything you can imagine. So we're doing this. We've not got a whole lot of labor costs because my husband is doing this while I'm working and keeping our bills paid through my job.
A guy building a house completely by himself.
He'll have help, but it's just not going to cost a lot because they're laborers because he knows what he's doing.
Do you guys have any other savings?
We don't, like I said. Well, we've got the $1,000. We've got the emergency fund. We started our debt snowball as well. So we're into our debt snowball. But like I said, we're arguing back and forth because I want to clear the debt and then wait. And he's saying it's going to take, he worries if I relapse or anything else goes wrong, we'll never get this opportunity again. He's worried that if we don't do this now, then
so here's what makes me nervous about it, Rachel, because I mean, I trust you guys. You run the numbers, you know what you're doing. It's not a question of that. But whenever you make a decision that is so single focused and the language you're using or the language that he's using that you're telling us, it is this urgency. It's this, if I don't do this now, it's never going to happen again. and you can plug in that, Rachel, that scenario, that language with kids going to college. Mm-hmm. If I got accepted to this college, if I don't go this fall, then this isn't going to happen. Or someone buying a house, and they'll tell us it's the only house. This is the only house we can do. It's our only option. And when you start to do that, Rachel, you start to lose the ability to make decisions because you don't have options. And so what I would say is I would slow down. I really believe you guys know what you're doing. He's very talented. He's really good at what he does. But that's the business side of his world. But what we're talking about here is your personal home and your personal debt and where you guys are. And this inheritance is coming in. And so I would clear it, because the urgency of the other option as well, usually people don't make great decisions when you're in that position. Does that make sense?
Yeah, this is a fatalistic language. What do you make?
We make about $110,000 between us a year.
Okay. So why can you not pay off $36,000 in 12 months?
Because we're paying, you're going to hate me, Dave. Don't make me tell you. We have our kids in private. We have two children in Christian private school. And that takes quite a lot. We tried public school. And my daughter has autism. And my son has gastroparesis. And the state just wouldn't work with us around that. So we moved them into private school.
What do you do for a living?
Amazing. I am a piano and voice teacher. And my husband obviously owns a construction company.
Uh-huh. And he's doing construction now.
Yes, he is. So he's working for, picks up projects and is working, but wants to be working for himself. This is what we came to do. So,
Rachel,
we've had to go back and
listen, okay. As mom, all the health stuff that you guys have been through, and then as you just explained with your two kids, I'm like, I would not want risk. I would want everything paid, and I'd want a pile of money in the bank, because the amount of situations that can come up for you guys is a lot.
So the answer to the question is no. I would not build the house.
That's what I said.
I would not build the house. I would pay off the debt. And I would go, if I'm your husband, I'm going to start doing renovations and rehabs for other people, self-employed, because he has the ability to do this. He can make a lot more money than he's making now, and build that business and build some cash base back up, and then go do this other deal. Because I got to tell you, I've been doing this a long time, and I know a lot about building. I'm building a house right now, and the numbers you're giving me, they don't work. I know you like them and you believe in them, but that's the other problem.
Thanks for tuning in to Ramsey Everyday Millionaires. To learn more about how to plan for retirement, visit RamseySolutions.com/retire or click the link in the show notes. Ramsey Solutions is a paid non-client promoter of participating pros. Learn more at RamseySolutions.com/smartvestor.